All right.
So, this idea of the pastoral leader having one of the important responsibilities that they have, one of the most important, is identifying and fanning into flame the gifts that you have, that Jesus has already given you. Let's unpack that. The reason I want to unpack that today is because I think that that is one of the foundational dynamics in St. Francis. Identifying and fanning into flame what Jesus has given someone starts with the joyful welcome that God has empowered us to give to people. And the joyful welcome is increased and enhanced, you might say, when someone's gift is identified and brought forward and can mature and prosper in a congregation. That's all part of that joyful welcome. So the question of the day then becomes, how do you welcome those who are weak in the faith, but not for the purpose of quarreling with them over opinions? How do you do that? And we'll see that it's in giving that open, joyful welcome so that they grow into what God has already given them. So, what does that look like? Well, one of the obvious kinds of things that we would begin to see is that a welcome is to receive people as they are, not as we want them to be. And we may want them to be something else, but receiving them as they are is the first step of that joyful welcome. So when somebody visits us for worship, it gets easy to be looking at them and say, wow, they would be great in our building committee or on the vestry or in the music team. They're in for just maybe a few minutes and we start thinking of those along those lines. It's very tempting to do that. I want to suggest that an approach that is better than that, that we already do, at this time, but we could keep growing in it, is this. What does God want to do in and through this person here? How does God want this person to mature among us? How can the calling on their lives become clearer and more powerful among us? And the assumption underneath that may be why God has directed them to join in with us, so that the gift that has already been given to them can come forward, can be in operation, can it be enriched and mature, and that person can grow. It can be helpful to look at everyone who starts joining in with us as having room to grow in the faith. And I mean absolutely everyone. Someone, for example, who's been ordained and in leadership for years has room to grow in the faith. Someone who's just been introduced to the Christian faith also has room to grow in the Christian faith. And that would be a little more obvious to us. But absolutely everyone has room to grow in the Christian faith and can mature in the gift that God has already given to them. They both have the same challenge, whether you've been following Jesus for years or just beginning. You have the same challenge and opportunity to grow in the faith because we follow a God who is infinite. That means we'll never find the end and get to the bottom of everything. We'll always be growing. We'll always be growing in the likeness of God too, because God is infinitely wise, infinitely powerful, infinitely loving. We'll grow in all those things all the time. And that's the welcome that we give people is always looking for ways for others to grow in that likeness of Christ and in that gift that God has given them. Now, Paul adds in, right away, in the last half of that verse, that it's not for the purpose of quarreling over opinions. And of course, in our culture at the moment, there's an awful lot of that going on, quarreling over opinions. And that's okay. You probably want to avoid that as much as you can or do it well or whatever it is. But there's some other kinds of opinions that we can get into in the church that we would probably want to avoid. And we'd want to avoid them so that we can help people grow into all that Jesus has given them, the gifts that Jesus has given them. And so here's some examples. Trying to convince someone that our church is better than others. That you get into a quarrel about that, and that's quarreling over opinions. Because what's good for one person in a church setting is not always the best for another person. They would need some other kind of style or worship or configuration of some kind. And to be a little more specific, trying to persuade someone that our way of worship, our music team, our outreach, or whatever it is the best that there is. That would be quarreling over opinions, because what might be the best for us might not be the best for somebody else in any of those areas. There's some other examples. One example is this. Not from somebody outside our church, but within the church, we might start thinking, you know, our group in this church is better than the other groups. Or we might think, the group that we're going to start, that's really, that everybody should be in that. That's important for everybody to be in. So we go around seeing, asking people to join our group. When it starts, we ask everybody in the church, you should join our group, or our study, or you know, whatever it is. And that particular group may not be what's needed for that person at that time. Or it may not be what that person needs for the gift that Jesus has given them to develop and mature and enrich. There may be something else. And what that leads us to is that the goal that we're looking for is not that our church be the best or the group that we're in be the best, but that each person becomes more and more like Christ and grows in the gifting that God has given them. And that's a very powerful thing. Now, of course, there's other ways that could be illustrated and examples that could show that, but I think we all get the idea. So the question then is, well, what do we do? How do we extend that joyful welcome so that people feel that their gift is recognized and actually sought after so that they can grow in it? And the welcome would include things like this. Listening for what they love to do. Somebody comes in new, you give them the bulletin, you show them the seed, you give them the Zoom link at this point, you know, whatever it might be. And you make sure they can navigate what we do. But in that, and through that, and beyond that, we listen for what they love to do. And then we also listen for what is God doing within them right now. What's God up to with them? And then we listen some more. That's the second step. The first step is listen. The second step, listen some more. And we listen for a clearer picture of what they love to do. And we listen for a clearer picture of what God is doing with them. So we keep wanting to know those things. What has Jesus given you? And what's God doing with you right now? And is affirming that, welcoming that, finding a place for that. That's what helps people's gifts come forward. Asking God is the third step of where they might follow the calling the best. Is it in one of our existing groups? Is it something that hasn't started up yet, but they're here so we could start it up? Or whatever it may be, whatever God starts prompting us to do so that others' gifts come forward in a very powerful way. The welcome is always to seek ways to fan into flame the gift that God has put within someone. And that's one of the most important things that we do. That's how people become a little more like Jesus, and altogether we become more like Jesus. And it also follows after the calling that God has given to St. Francis, part of which is to offer that joyful welcome to new people when they come in, as well as to each other. So let me challenge you a bit with these questions. What is God pointing out to you, bringing to your mind about the welcome that you extend? Is there something God is affirming within you, saying, well done, good and faithful servant? Or is there something that God is saying, you're on the path, let me help you increase it this way or that way, whatever it may be? And what is God telling you about the welcome you have received? What's God telling you about the welcome you have received from Jesus himself? How has Jesus welcomed you? He can point that out. He can bring that to light for you. And then, what is God telling you about the welcome you've received from the church? And then the third question is, how is God asking you to respond to that? How is he asking you to respond as he begins bringing to your mind how you have been welcomed by Jesus and how you have been welcomed within the church and how you can begin extending to others more the welcome in the same manner that you have received it? Or if not the same exact manner, so that people feel the welcome and experience the welcome as you have experienced it. And then together, of course, we can go on having a deeper and richer welcome from Jesus day in and day out whenever we're together. So that's what I want you to consider. See how God leads you. See what the steps are on that path. And then see what comes of it. You may find yourself relating to people in a very wonderful way that you thought you'd have never related to before. And you might already have relationships like that, where you're bringing each other's gifts out further. That's a huge, huge part of what unity and fellowship is about. Well, let's pray and ask the Lord to guide us along this path. Lord Jesus, we thank you that you have welcomed us, that you have put your spirit within us so that your whole church can welcome other people. We ask that you would put within us the capacity to keep extending a joyful welcome to others so that the gift you have placed within them can be fanned into flame and be of great blessing and benefit to others and also bring glory to your name. And we ask that today in the name of Jesus. Amen. Walk in.